For the last several years, landlord and tenant issues have been the second most common type of complaint filed with the state's Bureau of Consumer Protection, and security deposit issues make up a majority of those complaints. A security deposit is money a tenant pays a landlord when they move into a new place. Then the landlord can take some of that money if the tenant damages the property or did not pay rent once they move out. A landlord cannot charge a tenant for normal wear and tear. Bureau of Consumer Protection spokesman Brock Burgee says they can charge for excessive damage.
The examples there would be, you know, like if there was a burn in the carpet or, damage to a light fixture, et cetera. Landlords under state law cannot charge for routine cleaning, such as carpet cleaning or painting or anything like that.
Tenants moving into a new home have 7 days to document any existing damage to a property to make sure they won't be charged once they move out. Landlords have 21 days after a tenant moves out to give them their security deposit back or provide them with an itemized list of deductions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.